Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joel Above is here, too. Our good buddy Joel, let's just go ahead and celebrate his 7th anniversary right here, right now. Joel Abava is a 7-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top franchise experts in the galaxy. Certainly in our Brain Trust, he's the author of his outstanding new book, Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our good friend, Joel Abava. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Seven years.
Oh, that's right.
Man.
Wow. Yeah. January 30th, would have been your 7th anniversary. How about that?
Yeah, and you know what? That's really weird because I'm the same age as I was 7 years ago.
I know. And the gift you get for your 7th anniversary is an email, which you've already gotten, so I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about the folks who are looking to buy franchises. Thousands, maybe millions of people out there who would like to do that for whatever reason. They're looking into it. They're thinking about it. They're going online. They're buying your book. But let's give them some of the cautionary tale parts. We've talked a lot about the exciting stuff, and it can be exciting. But before you get to the really exciting stuff, you got to go through the cautionary stuff too, don't you?
That's right, and you know, franchisors don't come from some evil empire somewhere in the galaxy.
And remind the audience what a franchisor is, who might not know.
Right. You're right. A franchisor is the company that is the concept, the brand, and they are the people
the
that
founder of the idea, right? The
That's
founder
right.
of the business that the they're allowing you to take a piece of.
The true entrepreneur, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the person, the people that came up with the idea. Great point.
And the person who, at one point in time, said, "I'm going to scale my idea all over the galaxy," and then said, "Wait a minute, that takes a lot of capital. Why don't I just turn this business into a franchise and let other people scale it for me?"
That's right, and use other people's money.
Yeah, that's right. So those are the two. That was the fork in the road where the franchisor was. Do I take it myself and become wholly owned, 100 outlets or whatever, or do I let other people help me? All right, now go ahead.
Yeah, and who would want to do that? Who would want to spend money on company stores? Anyway, so franchisors are really, you know, they're not evil. They don't come up with something that we call restrictions in franchising just because they want to upset people and be control freaks. They do it for a reason, and one of the reasons has to do with the word I just mentioned, and that is brand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why McDonald's only has a few suppliers for their French fries, you know, a few potato farms that they deal with.
And apparently one big boat for the fish.
Yeah, exactly. and they want consistency, and that's what the restrictions are about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that there are some restrictions. There's restrictions on pricing. There's restrictions on the colors you could use, the layout of your store.
The mayonnaise in the chicken salad.
That's right. That's right.
you can't use dill pickles. You have to use sweet pickles. I mean, seriously, folks, it's that minute.
You're right. And when you are, if you're someone that's interested in a franchise that requires a retail space, you want to open a restaurant, you want to open a retail store, there are a lot of restrictions on the layout of the store, the size of the store. You know, they will usually give you a range that you'll be able to read in something that's called the franchise disclosure document.
Right.
And that is something that you'll receive once you start getting pretty serious about opportunities that you're looking at. And the FDD, the franchise disclosure document, may say the store requirements are anywhere from 1,200 to 1,600 square feet. So don't look at stores that are 1,900 square feet because you're going to get turned down.
And the fixture layout, they're going to restrict that, aren't they? They're going to control how you lay your fixtures out, how you present the products.
That's right. What the shelves are going to look like, where they're going to come from. There are so many restrictions. But as I said, you know, it's for a good reason. The restrictions are there for good reason.
Well, and you know, as you've heard me say before, Joel, franchising is entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. You get to have some fun. You get to be in business. You get to play business, so to speak. But you have to follow their rules. But on the other side of the coin, Joel, the reason they have those sizes and that layout and those colors and that mayonnaise is because they've tested this maybe for years. Right? I mean, they already know what works, and probably they've already probably paid a lot of money for the mistakes they made. So instead of thinking about it as restrictions, you really should think about it as, wow, they're delivering to me what we know works.
And you know the best part of franchising, one of the best parts of franchising, and a lot of people don't talk about it, it has to do with just what you talked about. I call it speed to market.
Yeah.
They already have made the mistakes that you don't have to, and you can get into business fast. Mm-hmm. And the way business moves nowadays, you want to get into business fast.
Well, yeah, and as I say, if you can color inside their lines, you can get a business in a box almost that will allow you to have customers real quick. I mean we've all seen it, right? We see a franchise open up. And it opens up right, you know, across the block from another business, a complete startup business. And the franchise business has got people lined up day one. The complete startup takes 2 years to build a customer base.
That's right. A lot of it has to do with marketing. And franchisors happen to be very good at marketing in most mm-hmm. cases. So the grand opening advertising has taken place 3-4 weeks ahead of time.
Right.
Good stuff. I have to tell you, every time you mention something about coloring inside and outside of the lines, especially inside in franchising,
mm-hmm.
I think of the number 64.
Yeah.
And the crayons. And I actually visualize a box of crayons. It's kind of cool. Kind of cool. I miss them.
Yeah. Well, my first box of crayons had 8 in them. So
I figured you were going to say
that. That's how
that.
Far back. And it was a metal tin that the crayons were in. And they were, and one side was flat, so it wouldn't roll off my desk.
Come on.
I still have them. I'm serious.
It was metal?
Oh, yeah. The box was metal. There were about eight or so in there. And the crayons were flat on one side, so they wouldn't roll off my desk.
Wow.
I was a little bitty guy. It was a long time ago.
I guess so.
Hey, give us the website, Joel.
www.thefranchiseking.com.
Become a franchise owner. That's his book, Joel Ababa, and I will be back after these messages. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.